WRVS-FM, Elizabeth City, HD1, Hampton Roads, and the Outer Banks. Your source for NPR News and the sound of Elizabeth City State University. Your community voice, WRVS 89.9.
You're listening to Afternoon Delight Radio Show, the best radio show for 80s, 90s, and new jack swing music. Clay Mercer in studio with you. Make sure you all stay tuned. I've got some details on our coat drive that's taking place right now. But before we get to that, I told you we have something special returning. Conversations with the Chancellor is back. I'm so excited, and I'm happy to welcome ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon to the show. Dr. Dixon, welcome to your show.
Thank you so much. I am very, very excited about being here today.
Yeah, I think we're so happy to have you here, and I'm happy that it's homecoming week, and we're going to talk about all of the festivities that surround homecoming. But right now, leading up to last night's Viking Madness is what I want to talk about, which we'll talk about in just a few moments. You were on the road and covering a lot of miles from Elizabeth City to Raleigh to Fayetteville to everywhere in between. Tell our listeners a little bit about your recent travels, especially your time speaking to some of our community college partners.
Exactly. So the last few days I've been on the road. I have to say I've traveled near and far. We started out with a tour of the community colleges in the northeastern part of this state, and the focus there was for me to get out, meet the presidents of those colleges, and also to interact with their cabinets, to truly understand how we can become better partners, be more collaborative in our work together. And so some of the stops I made, just to give the listeners a sense of where my travels led me, I stopped at COA, College of the Albemarle. I also stopped at Pitt Community College, Martin Community College, Edgecombe Community College, Halifax Community College, and Roanoke-Shawan. And one unique thing I have to say about Roanoke-Shawan Community College is that their president is an ECSU alum.
Get out of here.
Dr. Stanley Elliott. And it was quite wonderful to see just across all six of these community colleges how important they saw our role as the senior institution in this area to partner with us and to really do more to grow our partnership around 2+2 programs. Mm-hmm. We talked about our aviation science program here at Elizabeth City State University, and all of the listeners know, I know you all know out there, that ECSU is the only university in the state of North Carolina and in the UNC system that offers a bachelor's degree in aviation science. That's so right. That is a big deal.
Oh, very much so.
And so I am spreading the word around North Carolina and even beyond that we are unique in that way. This is one of our signature programs that actually makes us different from any other university in the state of North Carolina. And so we focused on that. We also focused on the fact that we just got a new program approved by the UNC Board of Governors to offer a bachelor's degree in unmanned aircraft systems, also known as drones.
Drones, yeah.
And that's exciting too. I mean, there is such a demand for people with a specialization in drones. And to say that graduates from ECSU will have the credentials to go out and even start their own businesses, because there will be a concentration in entrepreneurship in this degree program. But this is huge. This is Viking pride. This is what makes us unique. And this is what everyone should be talking about. The buzz should be around ECSU.
I agree.
What it means to be a Viking.
I agree. And I tell you what, and you talk about the community colleges that you visited. That connection with them is very important to ECSU also when it comes to recruiting and bringing new students in. Talk a little bit about the importance our connection is with the community colleges.
So I like to think of it as we are all recruiters. Mm-hmm. We are all recruiters for ECSU, no matter if that is our alumni, our faculty, staff, students, our community. It's up to us to really get out there and spread the word and recruit good faculty, recruit great students. And we have to continue to do that and work on one accord, one goal, one team to make that happen. So you're right. It is very critical. And then also to let folks know that we are important as far as this university and what it gives back to Northeastern North Carolina, to this region. Last reported, we have made a $231 million economic impact in this area.
Wow.
So that's something we should all be very proud of, and that's something that folks should know. we're here to stay, mm-hmm. and we're building a foundation for the future.
Yeah, this university is very important to the region, and that just solidifies that fact. And we're talking about the community colleges, and Chancellor, just so you know, WRVS 89.9 is right there with our Coats and Totes Coat Drive.
Yes.
And we've connected with College of the Albemarle and also the Elizabeth City Police Department, and Rochelle's Cleaners is also helping us out with that. I'm going to go ahead and ask you now, I'm sure you have some coats in the closet that you can bring and donate it. Do you have a few
forward to doing that. And I have some coats that my two daughters have outgrown and are in very good shape, fairly new. And yeah. So I want to make sure that I'm able to donate those for sure.
I like that. If you need more details about the Coats and Totes Coat Drive, the Winter Coat Drive, you can find it online at ecsu.edu as well as on the WRVS 89.9 Facebook page. It's Afternoon Delight Radio Show, Conversations with the Chancellor, Clay Mercer here with Dr. Kerry Dixon. And I'm sure most of our listeners have heard about you as the interim chancellor, but they probably don't know much about the lady that I've witnessed as Miss Kerry Dixon. So I want to get into that a little bit. This may be the first time our listeners have actually heard your voice. So I want you to talk a little bit about where you're from, your hometown, and also give the listeners a little bit of detail about your wonderful family that I've had the chance to meet, too.
Oh, wonderful. So I am a native, born and raised in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Mm.
So North Carolina, I am the North Carolinian.
That's good.
Born and raised in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. I met my husband in college. We both attended North Carolina State University in Raleigh, and we have two daughters. Mm-hmm. One is 16, and her name is Cameron, mm-hmm. and the other is 8, and her name is Corinne.
Yeah.
So we have a nice little family, and so we're excited about being in Elizabeth City. Yeah. They're excited. The girls love coming to campus.
Wonderful.
And they have made friends here. And so we are definitely excited about being a part of the Viking family.
I love that. I love that. And the Vikings have embraced you. I love seeing you in the cafeteria, which you were there earlier today for, Fried Chicken Wednesdays is what they call it.
Yes.
So it's always great to see you at all of these events. And I think the students have really embraced you. And I think you feel that love, too. I think the students love seeing you out and about at various events. Another tidbit that I want my Feel Good followers to know about Dr. Dixon is she loves Feel Good Flavor. Yes, she does. She knows about 90s music, y'all.
I love it.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. She also has love for two of my top three favorite artists, New Edition and Prince.
Yes.
And so we're going to move into Chancellor's Choice. And we've been talking about this. We've been going back and forth for weeks now about what is the song she's going to choose for you Feel Good followers to listen to as we get ready to head into our break. And Chancellor, you chose a good one. I'll go ahead and let you introduce the song to the listeners.
So the song that I would like to hear today, Clay, is Adore by Prince.
The purple one.
The purple one.
What is it about this affection you
have? I love the purple one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, I am very disappointed that he's not with us right now. However, I remember growing up, maybe third or fourth grade, that I claimed him as my first boyfriend. And so ever since then, he has been one of my favorites.
Wow.
And so I love that song.
So your husband had a little, he had to compete with Prince.
Oh,
had to be hard.
He's aware.
He's aware.
I made that clear.
It's Conversations with the Chancellor. We'll have more in store here with Dr. Dixon in just a few moments, but we have to get Prince in. It's the Afternoon Delight Radio Show on WRVS 89.9.
This is ECSU Spotlight. The Aviation Science Program is the only four-year collegiate aviation education program in the state of North Carolina. The mission is to educate and train students for future careers in aviation and space science. For prospective students interested in becoming professional pilots, the program offers hands-on flight training activities. General education and liberal arts courses give students confidence and knowledge to be successful in aviation and aerospace. For more information on the Aviation Science Program, go online to www.ecsu.edu.
The musical genius we know as Prince here on Afternoon Delight Radio Show is Conversations with the Chancellor, Clay Mercer, here with you and ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon. Like that brought back some memories for you right there.
Oh, yeah.
Prince, my goodness.
Yes, definitely.
You could have chose a plethora of songs. What is it about Adore that does it for you?
I just love to hear him sing that song.
Yeah.
And I sing it often, but not in public.
Yeah. Well, you know what's in it? And I knew that you were going to choose a Prince song, so that's why I had to put on the purple for you today.
Right.
So that's that purpleness that I had to bring to you. Listen, we're having a good time right now. So happy to bring this show back to the radio station. And Chancellor, I want to get some information from you as far as last night's event. It was a late night, and we talked about that before we got started. Viking Madness, where we introduced the men's and women's basketball teams. Basketball season is pretty much here, and, you know, it's my favorite sport. So it was good to see you at the event. I tried to bring you down to shoot the half-court shot or shoot the free throw, and you just wouldn't put the ball in your hand. I don't know why. What is it about? Is basketball one of your favorite sports?
It actually is. Yeah. I love college basketball in general, pretty much. And now, the only reason I didn't come down there, Clay,
here we go. Uh-huh.
Is because I was sitting so far away from you. By the time I would have gotten down there, I would have just lost the momentum. And so, but I promise you, next time I'll try. Now, I'll tell you,
really?
I'm not good at the 3-point shot.
Okay.
But maybe I can do a layup or something.
Free throws are good. We can do free throws. I think you can do that. You were up top, so
yes,
I know it would have taken
yes.
you some time to come down. But so many people wanted to take pictures with you. So when you came down, I think you were just taking pictures. It was a
yes.
late night for you. When,
yes.
when did you end up going to sleep after you left the Avon Center last
well,
night?
I was so energized. I mean, the night was just amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to see the energy, to see the excitement in the student body just really energized me. I mean, it really felt good to see the students happy, to see the campus community out there in support of the men's and women's basketball team.
Very much so.
But just having everyone come together, have a good time, have excitement, have fun around homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that excitement, just it wouldn't just let me go home and lay right down. I had to sit up a minute and just kind of ease into the rest time there.
Yeah.
But it was a really good event. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was very impressed with how things came together and just amazed at the turnout.
Very much so.
And that's what it means. Viking yeah. pride,
Very
definitely.
Very much so. Got to give a shout out to ECSU men's basketball player Jason Wallace, who came up with the idea to bring this back. It's been a pretty long time since we've had a Midnight Madness type of event here on campus, as well as ECSU athletic director George Bright. Everybody just came together to make this event wonderful, and it was just a fun time inside the Vaughn Center. So if you missed out on it, we have pictures and other information and from the event footage for you online at ecsu.edu at the newsroom as well as on our social media. So go ahead and check that out. ECSU Homecoming Week is here now, and it's your very first one as a Mighty Viking. So there's many of Viking alumni that are returning to campus. How has your experience been overall so far, and what are some of the events you're looking forward to? We have a lot to get through between now and Sunday.
Well, as you mentioned earlier today, I was in the dining hall in Bedell and meeting alumni. They're already arriving.
Yeah, I believe
And
it.
That is actually wonderful because they were in there interacting with students as I went in and interacted with students. And just the energy there was just above amazing to see people excited about being on campus, to see the changes, to see the beautification efforts. We've definitely been working hard over the last few months, and to actually see people come and enjoy and appreciate what they see was just gratifying.
Yeah.
In regards to what I'm looking forward to, I mean, we have a full schedule this week, a lot of great events, a lot of time went into planning these events.
Yeah.
More specifically, I'm looking forward to the Chancellor's Scholarship Jazz Brunch, which will take place on Friday. This Friday at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the K.E. White Center.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to the Chancellor's Homecoming Reception. And that's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday. And then the parade.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it does not rain. I know
rain
they're calling
is in
for
the
rain.
Forecast. Yeah.
And we're working through that. But my prayers are going up. Rain, rain, go away.
Go away.
Come back later that day. not during the parade.
I agree. Yeah.
But looking forward to a lot of the events that we're having and looking forward to taking on the Virginia Union football team.
Yeah.
And, you know, Coach Jones and his team and his staff have been working hard in preparing our team for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking forward to having them go out there and show that Viking pride and let those coming here from Virginia Union know that we mean business here in Viking land.
You better believe
it. and to have all the crowd, the alumni come back, the community, the campus community as well. It's just going to be exciting.
I think so. And Coach Jones has done a wonderful job. We might as well give him a shout out also. Getting these players prepared, it's been a difficult season so far, yeah. But he still has the players' heads. They're still into it. And I know they want to come out to Roebuck Stadium this Saturday and put on a wonderful show for all the Viking alums and the community that comes out too. So I think it's going to be a really good contest. If you want to hear from Coach Jones, you can listen to Vikings Coaches Show tonight. That will be at 6:30 right here on your Community Voice. And Chancellor Dixon, again, thank you so much for bringing back conversations with the chancellor. I know everyone is excited, and this is going to be a really, really fun time here on the campus of ECSU. You talk about Viking pride. It's back. I mean, I'm throwing up my V right now.
Oh,
Viking
yes.
pride is back, and you can feel it everywhere.
Yes.
So we've come to the end of the show here today, but is there anything else you want to tell our listeners, whether it's related to homecoming or just ECSU and where we're headed as far as the future goes?
Definitely. Well, I just want to, you know, to the listeners out there, we need your continued support.
Yeah.
We need your advocacy. We need your participation. And just to bring the strength in this institution to the point where everyone is proud to be a part of it, you know, is really where we want to go. And as we continue to work on some of the operational improvements, some of the challenges that the university has faced, is most important that we are building the strong foundation for the future
That's
of this
right.
institution, because it is great
mm-hmm.
and it's needed in this area of North Carolina, in this region. And everyone knows that if we don't all come together to make this happen, you know, we're just selling ourselves short in that
That's
regard.
True.
So the buzz is there, the energy's there, the momentum's there, and I just want that to continue. So thank you all for your continued support.
Definitely. Again, if you have any questions for Interim Chancellor Dixon, you can send an email to wrvsfm@gmail.com. That's wrvsfm@gmail.com. And make sure you listen to Conversations with the Chancellor every fourth Wednesday of the month right here on your Community Voice. As ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon, thanks you so much for being a part of the show and bringing it back. And you know what? I can't let you leave. I got another Chancellor's choice. You have to make it happen. What song do you want to end the show and let our listeners hear as we get ready to close out here?
So we just talked about The Rain.
That we did.
And one of my favorite groups is New Edition.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear, Can You Stand the Rain?
You got it. You got it. I was hoping you would pick another one because I feel like this could be bringing the rain on this weekend. But as you said, rain,
go away.
Stay away
exactly.
if you could. Here's New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? It's the Afternoon Delight Radio Show on WRVS 89.9.